News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department. We begin on this Veterans Day with a couple of shout-outs.
Yes, I wanted to tell our Bryan police officers that they did a great job. That over the weekend, they ran in the Break the Silence 5K for Angie's Awareness Angels in full uniform. And that was to bring awareness to domestic violence issues. And, you know, I struggle running through a 5K by myself, you know, in shorts and a T-shirt. But to do it in full uniform with the extra 20, 30 pounds on you, you know, that was a great support that they showed, and I appreciate that. Also, I want to shout out to all our veterans, the men and women in our armed forces who have dedicated and made sacrifices to our country. Thank you very much for doing everything that you do.
Next, a quick reminder of Friday's fundraiser for Scotty's House.
Yes, it is cold and chilly all week, and speaking of chilly, that just sounds really good. Scotty's is having a fundraiser where they are selling pints and quarts of chili. It's going to be this Friday, the 14th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brazos Center. $5 for a pint, $10 for a quart, and all the proceeds support the multidisciplinary team. And what that team does is they review all cases, they staff all cases of children of abuse that come through Scotty's House to make sure that they get the best representation, that they get the best counseling, that they get the best healing from the traumatic events that they went through. If you would like to pre-order your chili, you can contact Scotty's House at info by emailing them at info@scottyshouse.org. or call 703-8813. And if your business orders $50 or more, they will deliver it.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, last Friday had the first notice of the issue of drug overdoses involving synthetic marijuana products, including K2, and that's something that you all are still keeping an eye out on.
Yes, most definitely. We've seen a rash of K2 overdoses in all of Brazos County and in both of all the local hospitals that we have here. We have had at least one death. It may be contributed by K2. However, you know, we won't know that for sure until autopsy is complete. K2 is basically a synthetic marijuana, but it's made from chemicals. So they add chemicals to it to give the effects of marijuana, but for some reason, there is a chemical in something that is going around here locally that is causing people to have slurred speech. They're falling all over the place. They're getting very agitated. They're having seizures. And then they're having respiratory problems where they're having to be intubated in the hospitals. So it's very serious. It's, you know, K2 is a bad illegal narcotic in the first place. But then with all of these symptoms and the number of overdoses that we've had, this one is flat out dangerous. So stay away from it.
And anyone that might have any information about where the source of this stuff is, I'm sure you guys would be interested in hearing about that.
Oh, definitely. If anyone has some information that they can share with us so that we can help get this off the street and quit seeing these overdose cases, please contact, you know, either agency. We're all working on it. Call your local law enforcement and make sure that you can give us some information on as to where it's coming from or if it's a purchased product or if it's a homemade product or something like that. And then also, if you know of anyone who is exhibiting these signs, who has smoked K2 and starts, going downhill, make sure you call 911 immediately. I mean, even if you're intoxicated or if you're under the influence, you are protected in order to save that life.
Another situation that has popped up, we've received an alert from the Better Business Bureau about a scam.
Yes, it's they've received numerous calls of an IRS scam, and basically people with a heavy foreign accident are calling citizens claiming to be the IRS. Now, the phone number shows up as a 202 area code, which happens to be Washington, D.C., but they think that they're spamming or spoofing off of those phones illegally to use those numbers. And they're calling and making threats of arrest, illegal action, if you're not paid up on your taxes. And then they request that payment through credit cards. I don't think they know of anyone who's actually paid, but they are saying that they've gotten numerous calls on it. So the IRS will not make any phone calls to people who owe taxes, and especially in a threatening manner. They typically contact people through the mail. So So if you get one of these calls and you're concerned whether it's legitimate or not, you can contact the Austin office at 512-499-5127. Again, that's 512-499-5127.
And this is the IRS office in Austin?
Yes, it is.
I'll get that posted when we post the interview online at WTAW.com as well. Finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 400 block to 700 block of North Earl Rudder, and that's going to be on the freeway and the frontage roads. Freeway is 60 miles per hour. The frontage road is 55 miles per hour. All of it's a construction zone if you're on the northbound side, and that is right between Briarcrest and Boonville.
And that's our update, Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.